This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The 26/11 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana is being brought to Delhi today. Union Minister Piyush Goyal, in a social media post, said that due to the determination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today the accused of Mumbai attacks is being brought to India and he will get stringent punishment. Talking to media in Mumbai, he alleged that the Congress government did nothing to punish the terrorists.
ये मोदी जी का दृढ़ संकल्प था कि जिन लोगों ने हमारे देश पर आंख उठाई उनको सख्त से सख्त सजा मिले और आज हर भारतवासी को गर्व है मोदी जी पर विशेषकर हम सब मुंबई कर कृतज्ञ हैं मोदी जी के कि ऐसे लोग जिन्होंने हमारे देश के ऊपर हिंसक हमला किया था उनको हम भारत के धरती पर भारत के कानून के अंतर्गत सजा दिलाएंगे आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ हमारी सरकार का बड़ा कड़ा रवैया है और हम किसी को भारत की धरती पर
Security has been beefed up at NIA headquarters, Patiala Court and some other areas in the national capital. Rana is being brought to India after his final appeal to evade extradition was rejected by the US Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the central government has appointed Advocate Narinder Mann as Special Public Prosecutor for conducting the trial and other matters in the Tahavur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, Union Home Ministry informed that Narinder Mann has been appointed for conducting the trial before the NIA Special Courts at Delhi and Appellate Courts for a period of 3 years. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on an official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak-India Business Forum in Bratislava today. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blaner. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnerships and turn business prospects into real collaborations.
India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. Our expectation is to become a $5 trillion economy in the coming years, and we hope to do it in partnership with our friends such as Slovakia. India is one of the fastest growing economies in the world, and Slovakia, with its strong industrial base and strategic location in Europe, presents great opportunities for deeper trade and investment ties.
Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today inaugurated the Badnavar-Ujjain National Highway in Madhya Pradesh. Built at a cost of 1,352 crore rupees in Dhar district, the highway has been constructed under the Bharatmala project. Mr. Gadkari also performed Bhumi Pujan of 10 road projects with a total length of 328 kilometers worth 5,800 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, he said that 5 greenfield economic corridors will be built in Madhya Pradesh at a cost of 33,000 crore rupees. Security forces in Jammu and Kashmir resumed search operations today in Udhampur and Kishtwar districts following night-long cordons. The cordons were placed after brief encounters with terrorists in the Jofer Martha belt of Udhampur and Chetru belt of Kishtwar yesterday. Operations are ongoing in the forest of Jofer Martha and Naidgam Chetru. 2 to 3 terrorists are believed to be trapped after an exchange of fire yesterday. Markets are weighing the short-term relief of the tariff pause amid continued uncertainty in US-China trade tensions. Japan's Nikkei led the global gains with the surge of over 9% as investors celebrated the tariff reprieve. Germany's DAX initially soared over 8% but eased to a 5.3% gain by mid-morning. France's CAC 40 climbed 5% and is continuing its strong rebound. London's FTSE rose 4%. In contrast, Chinese gains remained moderate, as tit-for-tat tariffs between Beijing and Washington showed no signs of abating. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB will take on Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And in badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. However, in men's doubles, the Indian pair of Rohan Kumar and Hariharan lost in the round of 16 a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.